Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with RJ. I am back in studio, so we're all together. The band is back together again, and here we go. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in to get in here. You can reach us at John Granato, at Lance Zierlein, at RGotNoJ on Twitter. Of course, that's the best way to go about it. We never check the text line. Why don't you ever check the text line?
No, it's not RGotNoJ. You missed out on the big drama while you were in Colorado goofing around with your rich friends.
I was sitting in the king's court. I was in the stands with the people, and that's what
you're
I do.
Two rows up, you've got Golden Goose jacket on, Golden Goose shoes on, Golden Goose underwear, and
no.
RJ, a true man of the people,
no.
is having his Twitter account stolen.
What?
Or locked out. Or we're not really, I don't know exactly what happened.
Like you, where you answered a question?
I got hacked.
Yeah.
I got hacked. I helped them hack me. RJ is no longer R got no J. He's R has no J.
What?
Yeah, so normally, when I go on Twitter, I'm always checking R post to see, if there's any traction. Like, if I post something, of a quote that we had a guest on or something like that. And
John Granato is a man of the people and that thing you did.
Listen, a lot of people, gave their guesses on that.
Yeah, they did. They said, I was a man of the people. The people agreed.
Absolutely. They didn't. So I did that. I put my phone down, I turn off my computer, I'm in the kitchen, I get something to eat, a couple hours go by, I'm not even thinking about it. I try to go on Twitter and it's you've been locked out of your account for suspicious activity. I'm what are you talking about? Try to send in an appeal and nothing, they're we can't overturn the appeal because of suspicious activity. So I'm I guess I'm not getting this account back. So I had to change it.
So
that's so weird.
Well, is it just
you
because you left your phone on, or
no? I don't know.
You should be able to get it back.
My phone was on. I wake up, late. It's early in the morning, and I'm looking at it. I'm just let me look at it. And then after that, it's oh yeah, you've been locked out of your account. I'm no, hold on, wait a minute. I haven't even. What did I do?
Yeah, you should be able to get that back.
I sent in an appeal immediately because Twitter apparently doesn't have a number that you can call. So I have to send in this appeal. They an hour later, they're we're not going to overturn the appeal. So I'm take your losses.
Apparently, I don't know what you're doing. Suspicious behavior. We'll have to call in Homeland or something. Whatever. Whatever, RJ.
I don't know. That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard of. You should be able to get your account back.
How did you know? But when did this happen?
I noticed that RJ Saunders is following you. I'm he already follows me. Did I have some kind of football tweet over the weekend that RJ didn't like? And I look and I'm like, this is R has no J. Before I follow, and I'm like, wait a minute, somebody wouldn't be creating a fake RJ.
No.
RJ account. He's not on the air. He hadn't been here long enough for somebody to, I'll show him. I'll create a fake account. So just to double check, I said, because I don't want to follow somebody that's a fake account. I said, hey, did you get a new account? He said, yeah. And so he told me yesterday. Not on the air, but he told me yesterday.
Yeah, so, they also tried to send in this thing of enter in this number just to verify your email or whatever. I enter it in because it says at the bottom of it, it says this number will expire in 2 hours. So I just copy and pasted it. This number has expired. Try again. Oh, yeah, I'm not getting this back.
Never getting it.
Wait, did you get a text message?
R has no J
now. So, okay. So when I created the new account, they sent me an email to another email that I have. So they sent it there. I put in the verification code. Works fine. And so then I try it again, like with the other email, like on the other account. I'm like, okay.
Look, oh, no, yeah, that has a time limit.
And they're like, this account, this number has expired. Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. So terrible.
So he's R has no J now.
R has no J.
So when you say your Twitter, my Twitter, and R, at R has no J now.
I got to
follow
him.
So you have to change that.
I got to follow him now.
You got, look, things are changing.
Did I ever follow you? I think I did.
You may have.
I did.
You
I may have.
A lot of things have changed since you've been gone.
Since you've been gone, the Texans since I've been gone.
Well, the Texans are not in last place in the division. At one point, they were tied for last in the division, but now the Titans are last, and officially last in the division.
Well, at one point, that's they were changed. First in the division at 0-1.
How were they first?
They were first, tied for first with the Colts because the Jaguars and the Titans both lost week one. So they were in first place.
No, I said the Titans are in last place.
Oh, the Texans I'm talking about.
No, I said the Titans are in last place since you've been gone. Yeah, so the Titans are in last place since you were gone. The Astros won the division.
Well, the Titans have been in last place the whole season.
The Titans?
Yeah. They were. They lost their first game. They were in last place. They lost their second game. They're in last place. Nothing has changed.
No. They were tied for last place.
Then they're still in last. That's called last place.
No, they got last place by themselves now. Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh. Maybe you didn't hear Aaron Judge has 60 home runs.
Who cares?
That's all anyone cares about. What are you talking about?
No one gives a rat's ass. No one gives a rat's ass.
He's about to break he's about to tie and break the all-time record of 61.
He tied Babe Ruth.
Yeah, he's about to break Roger Maris' all-time record of 61. I like how ESPN, who suckled from the gigantic teat of steroids, now tries to pretend like none of those records. They're not saying it out loud. They're like, what do you mean Barry Bonds has a home run? What do you mean Mark McGwire? What? No, 61. No, he's going for 61. Are you going to mention steroids? Since you had people like Rachel Nichols on your air say, the Astros trash can thing for literally part of the summer, it was from June to August of 2017, was worse than steroids. You had people on your air say this.
Yeah.
I guess that's on brand. Steroids. No, it's not. Steroids are so bad.
Now the records don't count. McGwire, Sosa.
But at the time, back in 2020, what we found out was actually steroids aren't even nearly as bad as trying to decipher codes.
Well, and you've seen all the tweets. It just pops up A-Rod. Oh, really? Steroids are bad? You Yankee fans are saying that those home runs don't count? But you had A-Rod on your team,
right,
winning championships?
Yeah, it's a joke. The hypocrisy is a joke. But what I do find funny is
the most hypocritical sport of all time.
I'm personally, because I am consistent, I'm fine with not counting any of the home run records for steroid guys. I'm fine with that.
What about an asterisk on the Yankees titles? What about an asterisk on the A's winning in 89? What about an asterisk on all of the steroid teams?
I don't put asterisks on teams that won championships.
They won because of steroids.
I don't want to hear it because I don't want to hear the Olajuwon stuff with Jordan. I don't hear any asterisks. You win, you win. But individual records is different. Barry Bonds had a career that was up to one point was going to probably be Hall of Fame, was a very good player, and then he went to a level that no one had ever seen. And now ESPN is really legitimately acting like there is no such thing. Like, they don't even acknowledge it. They don't say, well, steroid records. They pretend like no one ever hit 70 home runs.
Well, I disagree wholeheartedly. In 88, 89, and 90, the A's made the World Series. They won it in 89.
Well, that's right.
Yeah. They lost in 88 to the Dodgers. Series. They won it in 89. They lost to the Reds in 90.
But no one talks about that.
And they would have never gotten there. Dave Henderson, Jose Canseco, Mark McGwire.
Wait, Dave Henderson?
Yeah. They were all both. Are you kidding me, Dave Henderson? You ever take a look at Dave Henderson, how huge that dude was? Are you kidding me? He was huge.
The pitcher?
No, Dave Henderson, number 42, the big batter. What are you talking about?
Who's the pitcher that, God dog it, who's the big starter who, the black guy, the starter?
Oh, yeah. Dave Stewart. Yeah.
I was thinking Dave Stewart
and he dressed
for a second.
Up. Yeah, remember?
Well, he had a proclivity, yeah.
Yeah. He wasn't doing steroids. He was doing other stuff.
No, that's what I was. I was thinking Dave Stewart. Not, no. Yeah, Dave Henderson in the middle of the lineup. No. Yeah, he probably if those two guys were, but no one ever puts an asterisk on that.
No,
no one even talks 89s before steroids.
Okay,
even
let's
in our,
have Jerry Glanville back on again.
It's funny. It's
got
funny.
All the people that lost their jobs.
Well, we say that no one. We say that Jerry Glanville.
Yeah, not Jerry Glanville. Doug Glanville.
Oh, I was like, what does Jerry Glanville, House of Pain have to do with this?
No, Doug Glanville.
But you know what's funny? No one talks about that steroid era. And yet Carl Lewis was robbed of a gold medal because Ben Johnson was the original steroid guy. At least that's, you know, people know steroids in the Olympics from Ben Johnson. And that was 88.
Right.
By the way, that was in the midst of what the A's were doing with Jose Canseco. Everyone only acknowledges steroid era about a decade later. It's when it started in baseball. When we know Canseco used it, we know Mark McGwire. I don't know if Mark McGwire used it in Oakland, no. He got a lot bigger with the Cardinals. I think Mark McGwire, I think it's out there that he didn't use it.
Dude, he was Jose Canseco's teammate.
No, but I think he didn't want to. I think he didn't want to use it then. I'm pretty sure I remember reading that Canseco was like, hey, you got to do this. And it was like, no, drugs are bad. Okay. Drugs are bad.
Okay.
Now, he obviously had a change of heart. He did androstenedione, which was, I think, legal at that time. But all I'm saying is, and we'll get to the Astros in a second, I just find it curious that ESPN now, when it benefits him because it's the Yankees, now all of a sudden there is no such thing as home run. Like, who is Barry Bonds? How do you pronounce it? You know who Barry Bonds is.
Mm-hmm.
Is so Mark McGwire, is that an Irish soccer player? You know who he is. He's a baseball player. Sammy, is it Sosa or Sosa? You know who these people are, ESPN. You are suckling from the home run steroid teat.
Oh, they were, absolutely.
And now all of a sudden it's like these guys don't exist because if Yordan was at 60, would it be a Yordan fest every day? It'd probably be close. It'd probably be, but it wouldn't be Yankees are.
It's the Yankees. The Yankees. It's Roger Maris. He's tied with Babe Ruth. It wouldn't even be close.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, it's so Yankees
now.
Oh,
my God. It's so Yankees.
It's so Yankees. And this is a Yankee team that has been super disappointing. They're having to highlight a player on a team that really, you know, collapsed at one point when they should have cruised in as the best record.
Have you heard him say that? Have you heard an ESPN say that
once? They've had a couple of articles, but you wouldn't even know it. And the Astros, meanwhile, they're 17-4 in the last 21. They won 9 of 10. Another shutout yesterday. Go back-to-back shutties.
17th of the season.
17th shutout of the season.
That's the most amazing thing about this team is with double-digit leads in the division, eight-game lead over the Yankees, and they're still hangovers after they partied all night, and they still show up yesterday and beat Tampa, who's a good baseball team, 5-0. Now, I will say, Tampa's lineup, I don't know how they – Tampa just continues to do it with smoke and mirrors because I don't know how that lineup is where it is, to tell you the truth. It is amazing that they're as good as they are. And you know what? The Astros got a chance. And I was thinking, why not – you know, did you see Jiner Diaz get his first hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool. Neat, wasn't it? Everybody was – they were all excited for him and everything else. Throw Jiner out there to start. Give Vasquez – why not – D.H. Vasquez instead of Yuli. Why not, you know, throw Dubon in center? No, pitch Dubon. Who cares? You know what? Right now, but you got to.
Wow, we got to continue this excellent stuff.
Well, do you? Because the magic number is now 6.
Doesn't matter. Keep guys working. Keep guys on their schedule.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's this delicate balance
You got 3 weeks until the playoffs.
Oh, they're rusty. Oh, they're too tired. Which is it?
Well,
are you rusty
right
or too
now?
Tired?
You give guys breaks. He gave Yordan a break yesterday, which was all right. That's fine. But have some fun with this thing now. I've always been let's have a little bit of fun. It was nice that Jiner got up there but start the kid. Let the kid.
Yeah,
up there.
But the pitchers are. That's a serious issue. Like that's a big. You're here because of your pitching has been consistent all year, not your hitting. This is why you're here is because the pitching's been consistent. I think with pitching, you may start to wind some guys down. You know, Javier was his own worst enemy. He still didn't give up 5 1/3, didn't give up a run. Just had some issues with control. Struck a bunch of people out again. 6 strikeouts,
so many
4
swings
walks.
And misses.
So many swings and misses. His stuff is just electric. But
did you see who has the best opponent batting at right-handed batting average in the league?
Uh-uh.
He does.
It is him?
It's the best.
Well, his numbers.
In the majors.
I was looking at Inside Edge, and his numbers are, you know, I had a post about this on Twitter. I said, I put up Frombers, I put up Verlanders, and I put up Javier's. And I said, I'm just telling you, Javier's going to be an SP1 one day very, very soon. His stuff is as good as the best pitchers on the Astros. It's better than Frombers in terms of his numbers. His numbers are better than Frombers. They're not as consistent. And Frombers got, when it's all said and done, Fromber can get you out with, you know, his walks turn into double plays. Javier doesn't have that same ability. He doesn't have those pitches in his arsenal where he turns into double plays. He either gets strikeouts or he can give up some home runs. You know, Fromber's not giving up home runs.
No.
That's what, I mean, Fromber is bananas with the ability to keep the ball down, and they can't drive it out of the park on him.
Let's
take a break. Jinxed him.
We'll continue this Astros talk on the other side. If you want to get in, anything that you want to talk about, you're more than welcome. 713-780-3776. But first, a little site chat.
Let's talk about building out your what's your website look like? Your company's website. Is it good? Are you proud of it? Is this something that when I ask you that question, you can say, oh, yeah, it looks great. It looks great. It gives people all the information. We got some videos on there that show our work. Do you have the right kind of pictures? Do you have the ability to convert if people want to get your information? Sure, you probably have a form on your website. Do you have the ability to convert into actual dollars on your site? Do you have e-commerce on there? I mean, these are all things that SiteJab can do for you. They can come film your work. They can create videos that are professionally done and can be integrated on your site. They can handle social media management. If you need help with that, they can handle brand creation. And, of course, e-commerce, to have that integrated on the site is a big deal for certain companies that do need to have that instant purchase opportunity on the site. Your website is a reflection of you, of your work, of your company. You want it to be up to date. You want it to have the latest and greatest, and you want it to have the analytics baked in that operate under the assumption that they are going to keep your eyes longer for the viewers, and they are going to help convert them into business leads. That's what SiteJab does, and it is very reasonably priced. You are making a mistake not to reach out to them and have your free consultation. So go to SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com today.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Football Hall of Famer Eddie George, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, 718 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. This segment is brought to you by Damaris Catering. I don't know if you've ever been catered by Damaris or been to a party that Damaris caters. It's awesome. Awesome. They can do anything from backyard barbecue to sit down, formal sit down dinner. They can do anything. Carving stations. Oh, it's awesome. So if you're looking for that caterer, go to Demeris.com, DEMERIS.com. All right. I've been Team Urquidy for how long? I I'm not off Urquidy, but I'm just going to be honest about it. It's McCullers 3. McCullers goes tonight from Tampa. By the way, big ups to Kyle Tucker getting 100 RBIs in his hometown, Tampa. I didn't know Steve Garvey was from Tampa.
I neither.
Steve Garvey from Tampa. We did know some of the other guys that are from Tampa. Tampa's got a nice baseball history. But he got his 100 RBIs. He joins a club. No Astros outfielder since Carlos Lee in 2009 has had a 100 RBI season. That's weird.
What?
Yeah.
No Astro?
Outfielder.
Oh, outfielder. Okay.
Full-time outfielder, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right field's never going to do it with any of the Astros during the great run.
No,
right. Springer as a leadoff hitter wasn't going to do it. And Uncle Mike doesn't hit enough home runs. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
When the Astros have been at their very best, they've had a, you know, kind of, I mean, yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
A little bit.
They had some bad, you know, you had a whole era of baseball that was horrific. So, of course, you weren't having 100 RBI guys.
If they would have just listened to me, and put Springer in the four hole, they would have had it. But okay, never mind. Okay, you only have one World Series.
He could have celebrated the 100 RBI thing instead of the World Series. Cool.
Yeah.
I mean, he was only the MVP of the World Series from the one hole.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, if you only want one title, that's fine.
That's fine.
If you don't want 100 RBIs, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, do what you want. So Lance McCullers goes tonight. I think these are really he's an interesting quote from Lance McCullers yesterday. I don't know, he has really put a monkey wrench into the rotation, right? When Lance McCullers came back, it was like, okay, what are we going to do now? Because we got Lance back.
Well, you assumed he'd be in the rotation, but you didn't know, is he going to be good enough? They're going to put him in there, hell or high water, but is he going to be good enough?
Good.
Question answer.
And, you know what? You bring him back. Well, you know what we can do? Let's trade Odorizzi. We don't need him anymore, right? Let's get that problem out of the rotation. And actually, it's kind of funny. He was talking about Dusty and coming back, and here's what McCullers had to say.
I gave Dusty a big hug and told him congratulations, and he said, "Man, I'm glad you're back. I didn't know if you'd make it." And I said, "Brother, I didn't know either." So very, very special that I get to be a part of this, you know, as an active member of the team, and, you know, really hoping you know, I can be a big part of the special run that we hopefully have coming.
Okay, hold on. Do we know where this was recorded?
It was during the celebration.
Okay, in the background, I want you to listen to something.
It was like a pig.
There is, or somebody laughing who has emphysema. Like Muttley?
Muttley.
Yeah. Listen to that.
I didn't hear that. I heard a squeal.
Okay, I thought it was like.
Okay, let's hear it again.
And then a little kid in the distance. I hear a little kid playing in a park somewhere. Like, where the hell is this? Listen again.
I gave Dusty a big hug and told him congratulations. And he said, "Man, I'm glad you're back. I didn't know if you'd make it." And I said, "Brother, I didn't know either." So very, very special that I get to be a part of this, you know, as an active member of the team. And, you know, really hoping and
playing in a park.
You know, I can be a big part of the special run that we hopefully have coming.
Weird. It did sound like an emphysema-based
I thought it was a squeal. It was actually emphysema.
It sounds like a laugh
that person,
of someone
that
who
is,
smokes.
Who was covering the team? Let's go Zapruder this thing and figure it out, yeah, because somebody needs some lung help.
Yeah, somebody needs to get some asthma medicine now.
In a hurry.
Get you some Flovent.
You know, him coming. Hey, listen, no wonder Dusty, the Lance carried the team last year.
Yeah.
You know, with no Verlander, right up until the World Series when he couldn't pitch anymore.
His stuff is so good for so many years. You got to give him his chance. I mean, can you trust him for 162? I mean, it's hard saying that. When he's right, can you trust him? Absolutely. Absolutely. He can be absolutely. When he's on, he's as unhittable as Verlander when he's on.
So he goes down, and actually, you're like, that really hurt the World Series chances when he goes down in the ALCS. You're like, what the? You know, because Lance was the ace. He was 13-5 last year.
He had no Verlander.
With a 3.16, no Verlander, a 1.22 whip. He had a marvelous season.
It was Fromber versus the world.
Yeah.
Basically, it was Fromber and Luis Garcia and Urquidy versus the world at that point. And, you know, you get rid of – I've never in my life experienced an Astros staff. There's been some good starting – rotations over the years. I remember as a kid in school watching Ryan and Mike Scott and Bob Knepper. I mean, they had a good rotation then. This is ridiculous. They've got 8 starters who could all be anywhere from 1 to 3 on a lot of teams in the league. Some of them, I think by next year, you could say Javier, McCullers, Fromber, and Verlander could be 1s and 2s on most staffs. I mean, obviously, Javier, you have to project a little, but a young team would 100% have Javier as one of their top 2 starters. A veteran team like us, you know, it's different, obviously. Yeah. And I didn't even mention Urquidy and Luis Garcia and Hunter Brown. This is 7. Never have I seen 7 guys that belong inside of a top 4 on every staff in baseball.
Yeah.
Every staff in baseball. All of your 7 guys could fit into a top 4.
If only Odorizzi was still here.
Yeah, I know. God, dog it. People were just so hard on that guy. And he was, and that guy was.
And he's
if
been
you
so
actually
good.
Look at the numbers closely, you can see that he was ass. And the rumors were true. If you look at the numbers closely.
You're a numbers guy.
I'm a numbers guy. And if you really dig deep in down in there, what you find is that's total ass.
What, that's the no second good. Day in a row.
No good.
And you know what? You were right about that swamp ass thing.
Yeah, you got back here. And
boy,
it
I got
you.
Out of my car this morning, and I was like, holy crap. It's like just this heat just comes down
on you. Well,
you
come out of Colorado, and you get out of your car, and you're like,
so
oh,
nice, dude.
What?
The air is so thin, and you, as opposed to here where you go, no wonder this guy's got asthma.
I know.
It might have been me.
Yeah, actually, the humidity actually is, I think it's, is it, yeah, it's actually better for it. Cold and dry is actually harder on asthmatics. But let's see what Odorizzi's doing. Just real
I'm looking
quick,
at it right now. Here's his game log. I wanted to go look and see.
Yeah, he's killing
Here's
it.
His game log. When was he traded?
Oh, my God.
731. Previously with the Astros. 4 2/3, 2 earned runs. 4 innings, 2 earned runs. 5 earned runs. 6-1. 5 2/3, 2 earned runs. 3 2/3, 4 earned runs. 4 2/3, 1 earned runs.
Let me help you out with this. I'll make it real quick. 33 2/3 innings pitched. He's given up 7 home runs. In 33 innings, 33 2/3,
yeah.
37 hits. He's given up 7 home runs.
Every outing but 2, he's given up
a
home run.
And he has a 1.43 whip. 7 home runs in 33 2/3 innings. How many home runs do you think Framber Valdez has given up this year on the entire season?
The whole season?
Yeah.
It's right in that neighborhood.
Framber Valdez has given up 9 home runs so far this year in 185 2/3 innings.
Right.
In 33 2/3, Odorizzi's given up 7. You people with your O's, actually, he's got to sit out the Jake Odorizzi talk. You
don't,
got rid of the worst pitch
go
of the
after
ass.
Patrick
I'm not going
Creighton
after
again.
Patrick Creighton.
We
had people on Twitter saying that. I think Jackie was a truther.
Oh, yeah, Jackie loves him.
Jackie was an Odorizzi truther.
Jackie was,
is he going to wear, serious question, if he goes to a World Series game, is he going to wear Odorizzi Braves or Odorizzi Astros shirt jersey?
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough call because he loves Odorizzi.
Loves him. How could you not with numbers like this?
It's 728. All right, Austin, you're up first on the other side. You're up first on the other side, Austin. We're going to talk Astros baseball with you right there. Anybody else wants in? 713-780-3776. Right now, I'm talking about an enlarged prostate. This is something that you really don't want. I mean, if you're 50 or you're going on 50, or if you're, late 40s, whatever the case may be, in your 60s, you've got to get up a bunch of times in the middle of the night. You can't start, can't stop. You have to go often, whatever the case may be. You might have an enlarged prostate. If you have an enlarged prostate, you could have kidney problems. You could have bladder problems. You could have urinary tract infections. This could be serious, serious. It actually could be life-threatening. So you need to get this done. And the only way to do it is with 975prostate.com. Go there. Dr. Manavis is awesome, awesome, awesome. She is going to just painlessly, guys, as opposed to surgery, which is the way they used to take care of this thing, and it is ugly the way they did it. Like they stick something inside of you, and then it opens up a blade, and no. This is just an IV. It takes 45 minutes. You hang out with the doc for another half hour, and you go home. You play golf. You play whatever you do. You do whatever you want to do, and you don't have an – and, oh, by the way, it heals ED 100% of the time. So if you're looking for a great way to get rid of this enlarged prostate, 975prostate.com, 975prostate.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey, it's me again. You thought I was just talking about Allstate. No, I'm talking about Gulf Coast, too. Gulf Coast Chevy. As a matter of fact, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, they're in Angleton, and they win this Customer Service Index Award, the CSI. The real CSI is the Customer Service Index, and they win it year after year after year. And one of the reasons is because their service staff is so amazing. And it starts with the sales staff, because Craig DeSurf has always been a guy who he says, look, we're not going to hassle people and hustle them. That's not the way we're going to do business. You can move on to the next dealership if that's what you're going to do. And so the culture, wherever he's been, has always been the same. He wants the salespeople to treat you like they're treating their own family. They'll answer questions for you. They'll help you if you have a very specific vehicle that you want, or a specific purchase or lease or price point. But what he wants to do is make sure that you're happy enough that you tell your family members, your friends, your coworkers, and that leads to amazing service at the sale, but also afterwards. Even with the most basic service, you get car washes, you get your car back, the car's already been washed. I mean, it's truly, he calls it Camelot in a cornfield, but it really, the Angleton people out there are amazing. Now, you can do your car buying online at LanceZCars.com. They'll even deliver the vehicle out to you if that's what you need here in Houston. But the trip out there is well worth it just to experience it for yourself. Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC, some amazing deals going on, like on the Chevy Silverado, for example, a lot of the GMC and the Buick vehicles, all online at LanceZCars.com.
Ain't no trust, all my gangsters understand. Open up the premises, I've been a, ain't beneficial, I'm about to issue your nemesis. Evacuate the building when I come through. Evaluate your feelings when I come through.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here, 732 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 713-780-3776. Austin's been waiting. Let's get him in here on the show. Hey, Austin.
Hey, guys. Big fan. I just want to get your thoughts on two things. One, John, I definitely agree with you. I think Yonier needs more time out there. You know, in the lineup. And I think the reasoning why is not just because he might be able to be our future catcher, but I also think they might look at him at first base, especially with Yuli getting older. I think Yuli has like one more year. He bested like another option or something like that, I believe, this year. But otherwise, I think Yonier could actually play at first. They play him at first in Sugarland this year. So I just want your thoughts on that.
It's pronounced Jiner. Jiner. That's his name. I know it looks like Yonier, yeah, but it's Jiner. That's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, just for information.
Just for information.
The rest of it, though, I agree with you.
Yeah.
The first base angle is his best pathway to the
base. And now's a great time to find out because you still got to, it's the magic number six. You got to win three more games.
Yeah, let's get it all done. Get to 100.
Get him some at-bats at the major league level.
Yeah, absolutely.
As a matter of fact, I watched his at-bat, and I was like, I wonder if the kid just feels a little bit over, because the dude was firing. And, well, it's not like he missed by a little bit on his slider. It hit the backstop. Did you see one of the pitches? It looks like he's in Bull Durham. And then he just connected on that one, like, and it jumped off his bat. I was like, wow, that is sweet. Dude can rake. I mean, and he hadn't, if you don't get an at-bat since September 3rd, all right, and it is September 20th, and you get up there in a pinch-hit situation and get a knock like that, that was totally sweet. You know the guy can hit.
Yeah.
So, get him some, find out. I don't know that he'll be your, do you want to go into, like, Jeremy Pena this year was so, everybody was like, oh, how are you going to go from Carlos Correa to Jeremy Pena? And it worked out because he started really well, mm-hmm, you know, and everything was fine. But do you want to go into next year with Jiner Diaz as your everyday first baseman?
Oh, no. We don't know enough about it. He didn't have enough experience.
Yeah. There's a possibility. I really, you got to count on young guys. But
you think Mancini is getting extended?
I would like it.
I mean, that could be your first baseman.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a high strikeout guy.
If it was up to Dusty, but I think if it's up to Click, then or Crane, maybe.
Yeah,
and not if it's up to Dusty.
Let's eliminate Dusty and Click.
Yeah,
and just go straight to Crane because we don't know if Dusty and Click's going to be here. No. But we do know that Mancini is a high strikeout guy, which is not an analytics thing. You don't typically love it, but you do maybe put up with it for the home run potential. As long as you had a second, if they could platoon him if need be, maybe with Diaz, maybe a Ledmus, you know? Is that a way to get a Ledmus Diaz on the field?
You can't count on him from the first 162. He's never played.
No, I mean, that's
he's
the problem.
Always
that's a problem you have. Or you could just look in free agency.
Yeah. I mean you're going to have – I mean, you, now let's, now here, here's the deal, though. You know who's up for arbitration? Fromber. You know who's up for arbitration? Or Keedy. You know who's up? Javier. They're all up for arbitration. Now, they're going to get paid. I don't think Javier. I don't know. Well, let's see. The numbers, though, show, man, all three of those guys should get paid. Tucker's up for arbitration.
Well, you know, so a lot of this and a lot of free agency, I think, is going to hinge on whether or not Justin Verlander, I don't think it's whether or not. It's if Justin Verlander, first of all, opts out of his contract. And if he does, is he reasonable about the number so that he can stay in Houston? Now, Jared Karibas, who has been with, I think he was with Barstool for a while. He does his own thing, I believe, with DraftKings now. He was on, which show was he on? Was it The Wheelhouse or The Killer Bees? It was with Killer Bees. And he has been a notorious Astro hater because he is a Red Sox fan. But that all kind of, his respect level is extremely high. Fears, loves Altuve, and has said Altuve didn't, like, he's a guy who's kind of come around a little bit. I think you have to if you're a Red Sox fan. You really don't have any choice. You can hate them because they're good, but you can't really hate them about the cheating thing if you're a Red Sox fan. Come on. So anyway, he was on yesterday with the Killer Bees, and the question came up about Justin Verlander and staying in Houston or making as much money as possible.
Yeah, I could see the Astros walking away, but ultimately I don't think that if I'm Justin Verlander, I don't know that breaking Max Scherzer's single season AAV record is more important to me than the legacy that I've built in Houston.
And that's ultimately the question, is what drives Justin Verlander?
Mm-hmm.
I think we both believe he's going to opt out, right?
I do, although he may go, you know what? I picked up 62 from you guys for not pitching for 2 years. I'll give you a nice discount.
He could. That's why he signed his contract. But my guess is there was an option put into it, a player option for a reason. The agent didn't not put it in there. Yeah. Like, if this is about giving you a discount, then you wouldn't have put the player option. The player option, I think, is an option for him to get out and address more money. I mean, you wouldn't have put the option in there if you didn't want to have that available, and that's something the agent clearly thought about and talked about with Verlander. So my guess is he will. Here's another question, though. If Justin Verlander takes $33 million, now you look at it and you say, okay, based on the numbers that we have with our losing certain free agents and then money we're going to have to pay on arbitration, we can go pick up an outfielder. We can go pick up a first baseman. We can make a reasonable purchase on a player through free agency. If he goes for a record AAV, which is, you know, the average value of his contract per year, if he goes for Max Scherzer number, which I think is possible, well, there's only going to be a couple teams. There's like three or four teams total that would look at him. And what he could say is, hey, I want to go win this with the Dodgers, so I have one with the Astros. Did he win it with Tigers?
No,
he didn't. He didn't want to win.
He got there twice,
but he didn't win it. Yeah, so he might say, "I want to win it with more than one." Do you want to win it with more than one team? There was talk about the Astros not being down with Justin Verlander at all, the players, and yet he still signed with the Astros. That was kind of wild to me. Like, oh, okay. And if he loves being in Houston, I don't think he's going to go back to Detroit. Would you want to? Do you want to just go have your last couple of years in Detroit?
No, and play for nothing after you've been here.
Play for nothing. I don't think that's the case.
Watching Nerys last night in the celebration, and they replayed it and everything else from the night before, obviously. But watching the happiness, watching Mancini, and the true joy of being on a winning team as opposed to just sloshing through a season and then going home and not playing for anything ever. Just how much more it means. It's got to be. I mean, now, he could say, hey, what if Verlander turns heel and goes to the Dodgers?
Yeah, it'd suck. I mean, we have to worry about that with Carlos Correa.
What if he goes to the Yankees?
Yeah. No, I mean, they're the ones who could pay for it.
Yeah.
And they're the ones who would say, man, this really takes us to the next level.
It ain't like he's going to the Marlins because they're going to give him $45 million.
Justin Verlander will get $40 million a year.
Yeah.
If he wants it. But if he's with the Astros, I don't know that the Astros pay $40 million plus a year, even for 2 years. They might, but should you? When you're this deep, you got to the World Series without Justin Verlander.
Yes, you should. Yes,
well, you
should.
Got to the World Series without Verlander, and it wasn't a COVID year.
Yes, if you can do it, you got to the World Series. But you know what? You needed that hoss against the National League.
But now
that
you
National
have a bunch
League
of,
team is going to bring it.
Hold on a second. You now have every game. You're the
you weren't
you're
good
the,
enough to beat the Braves, dude. You weren't good.
You
enough.
Weren't good enough 2 years ago. The pitching, Javier wasn't good enough at that time.
Well, you were good enough to beat Washington. You
Javier wasn't there. You were good enough. You were good enough. You didn't have.
Well, let's not forget Greinke was your number two
let's
starter.
Let's not forget Lance. Exactly.
Yeah, not good enough.
Then now it's Lance McCullers is actually healthy. Javier, Hunter Brown. Yeah.
Well,
those guys weren't factors last year.
No, I get
it. I don't think we can look at last year. Here's what Jim Crane will say, I believe. Sorry, love you, but we're not paying you $40 million for 2 years, $42 million. They're paying you $84 million for 2 years. When we've got Hunter Brown coming up, we've got Javier we could stick there with Fromber. Like, we go 4 and 5 deep even without you. We got 4 and 5 deep even without you. I don't see it, and I'm not sure it's a smart financial move to pay Justin Verlander that amount when you could potentially – now, you know, acting like the Astros are going to use that amount for other weaknesses.
Well, listen,
they
already had 25 allocated. Another 10 at 35? Oh, you do it.
Yeah, 35, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Once you get into the 40s, I think it's tough because you're also setting the number for Yordan. Or not Yordan, but potentially Kyle Tucker. Don't forget, this is going to be a Kyle Tucker negotiation too. Whenever you negotiate, if you're willing to sign him to a deal, Verlander, that's in the 40s, Kyle Tucker's agent's like, know what we're shooting for.
Yep.
We're shooting for $40 million a year. And I'm not sure that that's the smart move for Jim Crane, for a guy who's on the back end of his career, even though Verlander's been great. And I would never say this if the pitching staff, John, 99.3% of the Astros' innings have come from sub-4 ERA pitchers. Every player who has pitched for the Astros this year besides Ronel Blanco, 6 1/3, and Pedro Baez, 2 1/3, which I forgot he even pitched this year, has an ERA under 4. The last time that happened was 1979, where 100% of the staff, and that was a time where it was much lower scoring. Sub-4 ERA pitchers, 99.3%. Every Astro pitcher, the worst on the staff, Jose Urquidy, 3.96. He's the worst on the staff.
Well, that's just gotten up there.
Blake Taylor, I don't count. Luis Garcia's next worst with a 3.90. Then Jake Odorizzi, 3.75. Urquidy's worse than Jake Odorizzi right now.
Stop saying Urquidy or Odorizzi in the same sentence. That's ridiculous. 743 ESPN, 97.5, and 92.5. Listen, there's an article in the Chronicle this morning about Rice saying, hey, we're going to beat him this year. Now, what now? What, Luke McCaffrey? What you talking about? We'll see. We'll see. The Bayou Bucket is Saturday, TD ECU Stadium. How about this? Bun B, Paul Wall, and XO are going to perform. I mean, just that should fill up the place, okay? Need to get out there, support the club. They're going to be played better, all right? Last week was, you know what, that was Kansas is really, really you found out something. That Dana's got a lot of work to do. He's got to go out and he's got to get a bunch more good players to compete in the Big 12. But he's going to do that. He's going to get that job done. What you found out, too, is that you can put up some points. You got to put up more. And you got to do it against Rice this week. It's the Bayou Bucket family four-pack right now. 4 tickets, 4 dogs, 4 chips, 4 regular sodas for just $96. Go to uhcougars.com/promo. Enter promo code RICE4PACK or call 713-GO-COUGS to get your tickets today. Let's go. Let's fill up the stadium. 2 teams from the hometown, from right here. Let's fill it up and have a bunch of fun out there at TDECU Stadium. Paul Wall, Bun B, and XO, all along with all the other stuff going on. Tailgating starts at 1. It's a 5 o'clock kick, so it'll be cooler outside. UHCougars.com or 713-GO-COUGS.
You are listening to...
Hey! Yeah, you! You better be listening to ESPN 97.5. And don't you dare turn that down!
ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys, my friends over at Texas Custom Patios, we're putting a kitchen into my outdoor patio. They built the outdoor living space. It's, frankly, way more than a patio. We can call it a patio if you want, but it's a pretty tricked-out patio. And I had the room for a kitchen, but at the time I decided not to do it. I paid cash over 3 payments, paid cash. My money I made for my football job, I was using that. And, you know, I should have gotten it financed so I could have gotten my kitchen installed at the same time. It would have been better for me, but they can retrofit my kitchen, and that's what we're going to do. I'm getting a cooktop put in there for my burgers, for bacon, for eggs, where I can cook outside for the kids on a Saturday or Sunday morning. I am going to get an infrared grill and do a lot of things that I don't do on my other grill. I am going to have an area built where we can watch games from there, and a little wet bar added. I cannot wait to have that added. And can you imagine when this weather breaks and turns, it's going to be, and I told Stephen Schell, I want to have the most amazing outdoor space that you know, for my money and my space that I can have, so that I can spend my evenings and my mornings out here on my patio as much as possible. You can do the same thing. You can truly experience your best life and really give your house some added pop when you go to Texas Custom Patios. Check them out. Go look at the before and afters, and go look at, they've got a project there where you can see what it's like from the start point to the finish point. You can do the same thing with my house. Go look at my house, for example, and I'll bet you'll find that your house can look the same way. Go to tcplance.com, tcplance.com, and that is the before and after magic of Texas Custom Patios.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Yeah, you know, you're right. I'm looking at the last time there was four 20-game winners in baseball was the 1971 Orioles. Pat Dobson, Dave McNally.
Four-man. Rotation, too.
Four-man rotation. Mike Cuellar. All four of those guys did not have an ERA under three.
They were over three?
1.308. Dobson had a 2.90.
Oh, yeah, right.
Dave McNally had a 2.89, and Jim Palmer had a 2.68. But the league average runs, the league average ERA was 3.46. This year, it's 3.96. So yeah, a half a run more is being scored per game.
And it's down this year where it was. But, yeah, I mean, runs were notoriously harder to come by back in the 70s. And although they did run more in the 80s. Well, so you did see some run yeah, creation.
Yeah. I mean, ballparks, they lowered the mound in 68.
Well, yeah, but ballparks were also, a lot of them were.
I mean, they raised them.
Were a
no,
lot
no,
long,
lowered
like,
the mound.
Like
lowered.
The Astrodome. The yeah, Astrodome was a notoriously cavernous park. San Diego used to be a monstrosity. They were built so that fly ball pitchers, you know, were protected.
Right.
Jose Lima was really good in the Astrodome where he was a fly ball pitcher. You know, how many home runs do you think Christian Javier has been amazing this year? The one area he has of concern is that when he gives up, when he puts men on base, that's when you can touch him up. And he has some issues with his walk to strikeout it's like 3.6 strikeout to walk, which is pretty good. It needs to get, if he wants to truly be an elite pitcher, it needs to be more like 4.5. But what do you, how many home runs do you think he's given up?
Javier?
Yeah. Framber's given up nine.
Nine.
In 185.
How many innings has he pitched?
Christian Javier, I want to say, is like 137.
Okay. I'm going to say he's given up 15.
17. That's been his bugaboo, is he gives up too many home runs. And that's where Verlander and Framber have him beat. His stuff, probably better than Framber. Here's the difference. When Framber gets a man on base, he can get out with a double play. I don't know. Does Framber lead the league in double plays? I probably need to look that up.
I think he does.
But it wouldn't shock me if he did, because I remember one game where he had three double plays or maybe four in a single game, and he got out of issues. So that's just who he is. But it's for the Astros to have every full-time pitcher under 4.0 ERA this year is staggering. Every full-time pitcher that they have is under a 4.0. That's amazing. They're all below league average, basically, except for Urquidy, who's right there at 3.96 league average. And, yeah, it doesn't look great. Urquidy had had two really bad games in a row. And he had a really bad start to the season, really just in a few games against the Mariners. Other than that, he's been really good. But I do wonder if Dusty is going to say, you know what, even though we've goofed around with Javier, starter reliever over the last 2 years, let's go ahead and make him a starter. Will he do that? I don't think you can put Hunter Brown there. I think it may cause too many issues with guys who will eventually be free agents. I think that Hunter Brown's got to earn it too a little bit. But having him in the bullpen, yeah, is great. And you know, Maton's been better lately. Phil Maton's been pitching much better lately.
Yeah, that's scary.
You're only saying it's scary because Dusty might use him.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what's scary about it. He and Will Smith.
What if Dusty?
Will Smith's ERA with the Astros is 2.76.
Right.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, except for the fact that when you consider he's only got to pitch one inning, and if he gets two men on and then gets out of the inning, that's typically not great.
No.
That's not great. Like, his whip is more important than his ERA to me. I mean, it's getting, like, who are you going to leave? Would you leave Urquidy off? Would Urquidy not be on the first, you know, is there a chance Urquidy doesn't make the playoff roster?
Maybe.
The first.
Maybe he and Garcia.
Run? Yeah, I mean, there's a chance, although there's a chance with all the relievers you have.
Yeah, you only maybe need the four star. Yes, there's a chance that he and Garcia are both off the roster. No way Javier, because he can go to the bullpen.
No way Javier, and I don't think there's any way Hunter Brown doesn't.
I know, he's got to be on the team.
Because Hunter Brown's already proving he can they're in the process of proving
this
that
is why
pitch.
I said this is where if you're Garcia or Urquidy, you go in to Dusty and click and you say, put me in the bullpen.
What if Dusty goes, we're good. We got that taken care of. But I won't make the playoff roster.
We're
good.
Odorizzi to me was dumb because he's like,
I be a reliever, Dusty?
Odorizzi, there's zero chance Odorizzi makes the Braves playoff roster. Zero. Because you're not starting for sure, and you're too egotistical to go to the bullpen. If I'm Garcia and Urquidy, I read the writing on the wall and I go, I got to get to the bullpen.
If I'm Dusty, I'm like, I'm good.
No.
We got all of our arms. But if he's not going to use them.
Okay, you want Maton instead of me? No, but all I've done?
You don't have to go to Maton. Look at all the pitches you have.
But you know Pawpaw.
Well, yeah, he probably would rather have a reliever than one of those starters.
Well, then put me in the bullpen and make me a reliever.
Pawpaw's probably going to say, we're good there. We're good in the relief. He said, we don't need you. You're our starter. I'm sorry. I don't want to tell you.
Well, I want to make the postseason roster, and they'll put me in the bullpen.
I'm sorry. You should have pitched better. Oh. You shouldn't have choked down the stretcher, Keedy. Pitch better.
You're the worst manager ever.
No, I'm not. No, you've got a lot of competition. No. There's seven starters right now.
You're probably the worst manager of all time.
No, I'm not.
You know what? No player would want to play for you. They all want to play for Pawpaw.
You know who would want to play for me? Relievers.
They would have had the celebration in the locker room.
You're just trying to keep Urquidy on the roster.
They would have had the celebration in the locker room.
What do you mean?
And no one would have sprayed you with champagne.
Hold on. You got guys who are getting paid to do that.
You'd have been spraying it all over yourself.
And Pawpaw's saying, what?
Yeah.
Why am I putting you in the bullpen? We had guys who were bullpen pitchers. We had histories with. And
Javier was your starter. You moved him into it.
Number one, Luis Garcia is not as good as any of these other pitchers. Urquidy has a slightly lower ERA, but Urquidy has been more consistent. Luis Garcia, there's no reason to have Luis Garcia in the bullpen.
What do you mean he's not better than any of these guys? Luis Garcia is a better pitcher. Not than the starters. Of course he's not. That's why he's not going to start in the postseason.
But being a reliever is different. Dusty knows these guys better than you do, better than I do. And if he doesn't, if he's never put them in the pen, and he doesn't, I don't know that they want to try things out right now.
Why? This is the time to do it. You've already clinched.
It's the time to do it.
This is the time to do it.
But he may not have the mindset to be a reliever. I mean, that's Miller and Murphy are going to know that.
Well,
about how long does it take a guy?
That's what you put him in the pen for.
No. How long does it take a guy to get to his best stuff? You don't want walk guys. So Luis Garcia can be a walk guy at times too.
Okay, you go throw Will Smith out there and Maton out there instead of Luis Garcia. I'm gonna go with Luis Garcia.
I mean, I guess you have to go to Will Smith or Maton. Let's go through the bullpen. You've still got Stanek. You still got Montero. You still got Norris. You still got Presley. You still potentially have Seth Martinez.
Seth Martinez is gone. Seth Martinez has already been sent down. What are you talking about? He's not even on the team.
Well, right now.
No, he's not going to. They're not going to send him down and then bring him back for the postseason.
He has like the fifth best ERA of all, right?
Yeah, well, guess what? He said bye.
Yeah, that's right. He got sent down.
He got sent down before.
You have six. So there's six bullpen guys right there.
He's not part of their plan this year, I don't think. Anyway, we'll see.
Now, you're going to have eight. You're going to have eight bullpen guys, more than likely. So maybe even nine. So one of them can't. And I got news for you. He's putting a Will Smith in there. Will Smith in there. That's Will Smith in there for sure.
That's a problem.
That would be seven. Maton would be eight. He could keep one more and go 9-4, go 13. He could keep, I think that he would keep Urquidy. I think Garcia will be out. But if Urquidy has one more rough start again, it's going to get a little bit of a concern for the Astros. And where do you put them in? You put them in, I guess you have to put them in for if Javier gets the fourth start, then you expect Javier to go five, maybe six, and maybe you go with that starter for the next two innings. Maybe if Javier goes five innings or Lance McCullers, because Lance McCullers can be a high pitch count guy too.
Well, Seth is back for the September call-up, but they sent him down before September.
He's back up.
He's not part of the plan. He's not part of the plan.
Why not?
Because why would you send him down? And he was the guy that you said. Well, they did have options on him. That's true. That is true.
I mean, you don't have options on Will.
I don't know that he makes. We'll see if he makes the postseason.
I mean, we'll see. I don't think he does because they haven't counted on him like that this year. He's pitched well, but Dusty's never really put him in those kind of high leverage positions on even a moderate basis. So it's probably unlikely.
Yeah.
That Seth Martin. I'm just telling you, there's such a wealth of riches that there is a chance that both Urquidy and Garcia could get squeezed. What I don't think the Astros are going to do is start pitching him from the bullpen. I think they'll just either say, we trust you to be a three-inning guy in case Lance McCullers is a five-inning guy or in case Javier is a five-inning guy. What you don't think is going to happen is that Fromber and Verlander, you're expecting them to go six. So you're probably not going to have one of those starters tied to them. But I'd love to see Urquidy or Garcia as, you know, backing up Javier. Yeah. Me, personally, I love that when a guy gets into a rhythm.
Well, if Javier struggles in the second inning, Urquidy, get up. Now you got another starter that's ready to come in and give you three, four, five innings, whatever the case, because he's been doing that all season long. Have a backup guy. And you know what? You can have a backup guy for everybody. If Fromber's struggling in the third inning, I got no problem bringing Urquidy or Garcia in off of and I'd rather have them. Well, maybe Hunter Brown. He can give you three, four, five innings. And what about Abreu, too? We forgot about him. Although Abreu has struggled the last couple outings here.
Abreu is going to be here. So, Stan, here's your power arms. Stanek, Abreu, Presley, Nerys, Montero, Hunter Brown, six. Like, I don't think, honestly, I just don't think Urquidy, I don't think the bullpen, even if they had Will Smith, they're seven. I don't think Urquidy and Garcia are going to factor into any Dusty's decision making. I just don't. However, I would say one of those guys has to. Because if you go to extras, you need somebody who you can really stretch out if need be.
Yeah.
And so I would one of those guys is not going to make this playoff roster, I don't think. One of them will. I think one of them will go to the pen and one won't. Who will it be? Urquidy or Garcia? That's going to be interesting. It ain't going to be Hunter Brown. He's going to be there.
You just said Paw wasn't going to do that. And now you're saying he is.
No, I don't think he's
going to. All of a sudden you're not going to do it.
He's not going to pitch him in the regular season in the bullpen.
You have to do that.
You're not going to
just throw him in the bullpen without doing it in the regular season.
What are you talking about? Charlie Morton, they do it all the time. Baseball does that all the time.
Yeah, but why not go to the bullpen? Why not do it?
Because nobody does that. This is not what you do.
That's what you just did with Hunter Brown.
Hunter Brown had pitched minors, in the minors was pitching from the bullpen, too.
A couple of times, yeah.
You know why you're doing it? Because you want to keep the kid, you want to get him experience, and he's not going to be one of your starters.
Well, one of the reasons you didn't win the World Series is because you didn't do it with Gerrit Cole. Well, not that you were going to do it with Gerrit Cole. But because, well, it was so stupid.
Yeah,
we're not bringing Gerrit Cole in with men on base. We're going to bring him in a fresh inning, but then we're not going to bring him in a fresh inning.
He was up and set to go, and then he didn't go. AJ just screwed that up. That had nothing to do with, well, we didn't pitch him from the bullpen. That was just, he would have pitched. I mean, that's not a big deal. You can pitch from the pen without doing it.
Well, it cost the World Series. So
what you're not going to do is see them all of a sudden go to the pen. I never see that happen, I don't think. But one of those guys is going to have to do it. One of those guys, I can tell you that right now, to do it, they're going to have to be fully, hydrated. They need to be hydrated. And then when they come in, would be great is if they came in with a can of liquid death onto the, you think your little Timmy, your little Timmy two-tone or whatever, where you play the little trumpet, Timmy trumpet. Big deal. I like for our relievers to come in with liquid death. Anything more intimidating than that? No. Now, it's made. Now, here's the little secret. It comes in a tall boy can. It's got this heavy metal font, and it says, liquid death. And it looks intimidating. And that's the whole purpose, is it's a fun water. It's Mountain Spring, fresh, cold Mountain Spring water in an aluminum, sustainable aluminum can. But the great thing is, the eyes that it turns, the looks it gets. My kid, Snacks, you guys know him. He's got a lot of edge, my kid Sebastian. He came home and he opened up a Liquid Death, popped it like a pop top, and started drinking it and side-eyeing me. And I'm like, what are you drinking? And he said, Liquid Death? Just looked me right in the eyes. And then I come to find out it's water. Well, you can get that same reaction. Pack it in your kid's lunch kit. You drink it out on the golf course. You drink it at your own parties. If you're the one that's the sober one, and you need to be the designated driver. But I promise you, it is very refreshing. You're drinking water anyway. Make it with Liquid Death. It has a little edge, and it's a lot of fun to watch people's reactions. Go to the website, liquiddeath.com/bench, and check out all the cool merchandise that you can find there. liquiddeath.com/bench. You can also find out where to get your Liquid Death.
ESPN 97.5.